Simon & Schuster Audio presents Assassination Vacation by Sarah Vowell. Read by the author. With guests, Brad Bird, Eric Bogosian, Dave Eggers, Daniel Handler, Greg Giraldo, Catherine Keener, Stephen King, Tony Kushner, Conan O'Brien, David Rakoff, and John Stewart.
One night last summer, all the killers in my head assembled on a stage in Massachusetts to sing show tunes. There they were, John Wilkes Booth, Charles Guiteau, Leon Czolgosz, in tune and in the flesh. The men who murdered Presidents Lincoln, Garfield, and McKinley were elbow to elbow with Lee Harvey Oswald and the klutzy girls who botched their hits on klutzy Gerald Ford, harmonizing on a toe-tapper called Everybody's Got the Right to Be Happy, a song I cheerfully hummed walking back to the bed and breakfast where I was staying. Not that I came all the way from New York City just to enjoy a chorus line of presidential assassins. Mostly, I came to the Berkshires because of the man who brought one of those presidents back to life. I was there to visit Chesterwood, the house and studio once belonging to Daniel Chester French, the artist responsible for the Abraham Lincoln sculpture in the Lincoln Memorial. A nauseating 4-hour bus ride from the Port Authority Terminal just to see the room where some patriotic chiseler came up with a marble statue? For some reason, none of my friends wanted to come with. Because I had to stay overnight, and this being New England, the only place to stay was a bed and breakfast. It was a lovely old country mansion operated by amiable people. That said, I am not a bed and breakfast person. I understand why other people would want to stay in B&Bs. They're pretty, they're personal, they're quaint, a polite way of saying no TV. They are romantic, i.e. every object large enough for a flower to be printed on it is going to have a flower printed on it. They're cozy, meaning that a guest has to keep her belongings on the floor because every conceivable flat surface is covered in knickknacks except for the one knickknack she longs for, a remote control. The real reason bed and breakfasts make me nervous is breakfast. As if it's not queasy enough to stay in a stranger's home and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?